Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight around the world. Welcome, everybody. Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. And you know, if you do a little detective work, you'll find that a lot of people are very, very dissatisfied with the way the government has been handling this whole thing. Now, there was a report tonight on NBC by some group. I don't know if it was doctors or researchers. They mentioned the name, but I forgot it. But there was a report that when Mr. Trump was in the hospital, that he was given different drugs, you know, drugs that produce antibodies, you know. And the report went on to say that thousands of that these drugs have been available in the country, that thousands of them go out every day, but nobody is allowed to take them. You know,
I want to know why.
Now, what the hell is that about? I don't know. But somebody, you know, the whole thing is being controlled. I mean, the President of the United States, it's being said now, took these drugs. You know, I mean, if that's not a good example, I don't know what is. You know, so there's a lot of things that have been going on that are really ridiculous. Closing up people's business is another one. You know, I mean, it's just stupid to do that. You don't close up.
That's right.
A business because there's a virus going around. You know, to me that's ridiculous. It's stupid. You take precautions and all that, yeah, but you don't close the business up.
Right.
So they've neglected that. They've neglected the business people. They've ruined a lot of business for people, and a lot of people are not going to be able to reopen. You know, and it affects. And how many of these people now, because of the government shutting them down, are going to become homeless? You're going to have that too.
Yeah.
Excuse me. That's
right.
Going to happen because people cannot pay their rent. Most business people are behind 3, 4, 5 months in their rent because people haven't been coming to their stores. And there's a big difference between going online and buying something and going to the store and seeing it and, you know, trying it on, and a whole different world. There are some companies, the big companies are doing good online.
Yeah.
You know, the giant ones,
you know,
the big ones.
You know what's so funny, Frank? You know what's so funny, what it reminds me of? It's like maybe there is a big push to push people into those big companies.
I can hardly hear you. Your phone is all distorted. Talk into the phone.
Is this better?
No, talk into the phone.
I'm wondering, is it better this way?
A little bit.
Is it better this way? Okay. So I'm wondering if from those big companies, if there's a big push to push people to do online business, you know, now. Just because of this pandemic, sort of like using the pandemic in a way.
Well, people do that. They've been doing that anyway for years.
Yeah, I know.
You know?
Using the situation, you know, because now they're losing the business that is, you know, they're trying to be a little crafty. And they're using that online business to their advantage, in a sense, right now, because they're losing business from their stores. So they're trying to divert it to the online business that they have.
Yeah, but that has
that
hurt
way,
people.
I don't blame them.
That has
That's
hurt
true.
People tremendously. Because now what
yes,
do you do
has.
With the people who can't pay their bills? You know, you
mm-hmm.
got the rent, you got the electric, you got whatever else you got in the store.
Mm-hmm.
can't pay their bills. Now, even if they set up online, it's going to be very hard for them to get product because their credit now is dead. What do you do about that? They put them in a bad situation with people that they have to buy stuff from to make a living.
Right.
See?
Right. Yeah.
And you know, and that's another reason why I say these computers have gone too far. I think these computers have done a lot to ruin the lives of people. I got to tell you something. First of all, sitting in front of a computer all day, you know,
no
to operate
sure.
your business
right
is
now.
Very unhealthy. Very unhealthy.
I know that.
I would
I
never do that.
It.
I wouldn't do
well,
that.
Well, I was doing that for years. 11 years, to be exact. 11 years.
Yeah.
And
no
I might have to
do
it again because I know the knowledge. But now I know what to protect glasses that protect you from blue light. They didn't tell me about that. You know who told me about that? More holistic practitioners told me about that.
Not only that, you gotta get out and exercise. You gotta walk. You gotta move your body. You don't sit in one damn place all day and push buttons. That's crazy.
Okay, hold on, Frank. I'll be right back to you. It seems like Maureen is calling me. I'm not normal. Either it's emergency.
You know.
It seems like Maureen is calling me. Either an emergency or she can't get through. Hold on. Let me see what's going on. I'll be right back to you.
Put yourself on mute before you do all of this. All right, inner sight around the world, and you know these people, from the doctors to the politicians to all these health people, they've failed us. I mean, if what they're saying is true, you know, hundreds and thousands of people have died, 16 million have acquired this virus. I don't believe all those numbers, but if what they're saying is true, what have they done for us? Nothing. They've made it worse, you know. And now the politicians playing football with our stimulus money, you know, and now they build in a clause with the stimulus that they have no liability. Now, I'm not a lawyer, but we can certainly check the meaning of that. But just off the top of my head, that means that they're not assuming that they're not taking any responsibility for not sending out the money. So if someone loses their business or gets in trouble or anything like that, you know, financially, you don't have a chance or less of a chance to collect
she can't
that
get
money
in
or to sue or to sue the government for not providing the stimulus. Now the thing goes all the way back to March. They sent us one check in April. I don't know what they're gonna if it goes through. I don't know what they're gonna send us now. You know, there's talk that there's a direct payment coming. But if they don't give us the 8 months from March to now, they're not doing a damn thing for us. They owe us that money.
Yes, they do. They owe us more than that. They owe us back pay, actually.
Of course they owe us more than that.
They
but
owe
they
us
owe
all
us
the
at
way.
Least that money.
To March. Yes, they do. But you know why
so,
I say that? Because we're barely surviving, honestly. We are. Now, I'm going to be straightforward with this. Now, I know my husband's going to really be upset about this, but I got to say it. They messed up my husband's unemployment. And now we don't have. And that's horrible. They messed
it up. Well,
that
probably happened to thousands of people, not just you.
What? It is getting
it probably
straight
happened.
Up, but they messed it up.
It probably happened
yeah,
to thousands
still,
of people. You know,
it does
they
happen,
have to,
but still.
They have to straighten that out.
Really? Yes, they do, but still. you know, I mean, that food.
It's one of the
way
that, ways that they failed us.
It is.
And you know why? I'm going to tell you why they did the wrong thing with the unemployment. Because they're too damn busy fighting with each other.
That's,
and probably somebody made a mistake, and
yeah,
and that's what happened. You know, either that, or the computers are so damn overloaded that the computer made the mistake. Who knows what it was?
It's too damn old. That's my opinion.
What's old?
The computer systems.
Oh well. You know, the government, I don't know what they have, but I don't know.
Yeah, they have older
versions
of, you know.
They're going to spend money on the latest stuff, and that's another thing, you know. But, these people have failed us, arguing with each other. And now I hear people calling for that these politicians should not get paid, you know, until they do what they're supposed to do. They haven't done their job. If you don't do your job, you shouldn't get paid. And your job is not fighting and arguing for 8 months.
Right.
Your job is to help the people. It's supposed to. They're up there on the damn news, day in, day out, telling us what a horrible emergency this is, and yet they don't help us. See, it doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense. At all.
That's why I don't believe half the crap they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Does not make sense. And that is vaccine. Oh, that's another story. All right, Inner Sight Around the World, brought to you by the BigEastAkitaRescue.org. Adopt an Akita, Joanne Diamond, the Akita Lady.
Mm-hmm.
609-388-7004. Tell them Inner Sight gave you the number. And we appreciate that. Big East, AkitaRescue.org. Mm-hmm. All right, Kennedy Realty, Islip, New York. Want to buy a house, sell a house. Now, there's a lot of information going on about houses and houses that are less houses that are being built, and I think a lot of people now are going for rental rather than buying, you know, because people just don't have the money, or you can't get the money from the bank. You'd have to talk to Kennedy.
Yeah,
he would know. He's on the front of the whole thing. 631-888-1186. So call Mr. Kennedy. Kennedy Realty. All right, Inner Sight. Some of our friends are Good Mojo Printers, SuttonInsurance.com, TruellLawCenter.com, Beccaro's Italian Tavern, .com. So there's some of the people that reached out to us in the past. And we certainly thank them and remember them. Around the world. Inner Sight, and talking tonight about how these politicians and all these other people have failed us. You know, the health people, the doctors, the nurses. Now, don't get us wrong. There's a lot of good people within these people.
Oh, hell yeah.
Within the, you know, we're not attacking individuals.
We've had a lot of good people who have been good, yeah. Yes.
What?
We found a lot of good people within those. We have.
There's a lot of good people. We're not after individuals. We're after the system as a whole.
That's
the thing, you know. Mm-hmm. Not acknowledging brilliant scientists on this vaccine, that it wasn't prepared properly and all that. All part of letting us down. By the way, Jim Bahamundi is a civil rights lawyer, 516-783-9662. You got any civil rights questions? And, all right, how about the Able News? Can you do the Able News?
Yeah, no problem. Able is a newspaper
for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 30 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. ABLE also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. ABLE also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. It is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription today. Back to you, Frank.
All right, sign our petition at change.org. Help us get legal rights for people who are denied service dogs and license to schools so we can get better service. That's what the bottom line is, better service. Around the world, inner sight, and, you know, my heart goes out to a lot of these business people who struggle. Mm-hmm. Every day, open their store, you know, a lot of them early in the morning. I was in the terminal the other day going down to the city, Jamaica Station, New York, Long Island Railroad. And there's a guy in there, a very nice guy, from one of the Middle Eastern countries. I know him for years and years. And I felt so bad because his little place where he sells newspapers and coffee, and he's got I buy batteries from him, you know. His little place has got a big-ass gate in front of it. It's closed. Because there's nobody in the damn terminal. The bathroom is closed. You can't even go to the bathroom. I mean, how does that help people to be healthy when they won't let you in the bathroom? I mean, it's so stupid. Can you explain that to me? It's stupid. You have to be able to eliminate your waste to enable your body to fight off virus. That's common sense.
That's right.
And they've closed the damn bathrooms. That doesn't help us. Now you have people, because they've closed the bathroom, and they had a report on this a while back, you have people excreting their waste on the subway. Because you got to go to the damn bathroom. They closed all the bathrooms. What are you supposed to do? I mean, it's really insane the way these politicians think, you know. And they didn't do it on their own. They got it from the stupid ass doctors and these so-called health commissioners, you know, who don't know their ass from their elbow. Put people in this type of a situation. There's a better way to do it. You know, there's a better way to do it. A much better way. I mean, use some common sense. You know, you don't help people by taking away their livelihood.
Yeah.
You know, by causing them to. How am I going to feed my children? How am I going to pay my house rent? Now they can't pay the business rent, and that reflects to their apartment or their house rent.
Right.
So they're going to wind up in a shelter, and a few agencies are going to make money off of that, and the person lost everything. I mean, I haven't heard anything about that yet, but I tell you, I'm afraid it's coming.
Aww.
You know, because people are not going to be able to catch up. How do you catch up?
Yeah. You can't. You know?
How do you do it? So,
you can't.
Well, a lot of people can't. You know, some people have wealthy family that are all right. You know, they could survive like this for maybe 5-10 years. Who knows? But that's far and few between.
It's horrible. Yeah.
All right, InnerSight 213-816-1220. 1650. And don't forget about the people in the horrible situation in the nursing homes,
yeah,
where these places take all their money. You know, now the nursing homes have all the money. They've got plenty of money because they got it from the disabled. The damn virus supposedly is coming in from the workers. They haven't protected the people in the nursing homes. They can't even protect themselves.
Right.
So they told people to do all these things, wear the mask, do this, you know,
and
they're still getting sick. So aren't they doing something wrong?
Of course.
Don't they see it?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm blind, but they're worse.
Oh, yeah. Huh.
All right. Inner Sight, if you want to call in, give your experience.
Let me see if Maureen is able
to get it. Do you believe the politicians and the government and the doctors have helped us?
But,
I mean, there's some doctors, yeah. How many? I wonder how many doctors have snuck drugs to people that they're not supposed to give them. You know, I heard about a doctor the other day in one of the news stations who lost his license because he told people not to wear the mask.
Oh my!
I mean, that's stupid. He's entitled to his opinion. That doesn't mean the person has to listen to him.
Right.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So there you have it. Just because you have an opinion, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's a free country. You're entitled to your opinion. To lose your license over that. All right, Inner Sight. Anybody on the line?
Yes. We have Maureen and we have Caroline. Maureen and Caroline.
Oh, let's take Caroline's call because I think we missed it the other day.
Okay. Here is
Inner Sight Live. Sweet Caroline. Good times never seem so good. Hello?
So good. So good. You're an angel.
How you doing?
Hold on. Lucky talk of yours. Hello, Suzanne. It's not good weather, dear.
What's wrong with the weather?
There's too much snow.
Oh, I went out.
We can't go anywhere on a wheelchair and snow.
Is Scott running tomorrow, dear?
He could walk.
What, dear?
I said he's lucky he can walk. I can't.
Your phone is all broken up. I can hardly hear you.
Mine has.
No, yours, Suzanne.
Is
Suzanne.
It's not a good connection.
Your phone is all distorted.
Is that better?
Yeah,
a little bit.
Okay.
Keep it in one place.
You know what?
Yeah.
You know what?
What happened?
A nightmare. Listen to this. I had a Pakistani guy last week. He was the worst. He's going on his fourth baby, right? And he's speeding. I said, why are you rushing? When I'm just going up the block for 10 minutes, he charged me $15 one way. He didn't lift my packages or anything. All he did was take out my lightweight wheelchair. And he had the nerve to ask me for like a $3 tip. I said, sir, you were speeding. I'm going to give you a tip, but next time I'm not getting in your car.
Who is this now? A cab?
They have nice cars, four children, and he was rushing and I was so scared to be in the car with that man. Then he had the nerve to say he's from Pakistan. What do you think about that?
I think these drivers are too damn stressed out. That's what I think.
They work round the clock. Round the clock, dear. But they drive like lunatics. Can you live like this?
No.
This
I had a guy who used to bring me back and forth into Manhattan. And when I used to work in the city, yeah. And he was a good driver, but he wasn't Pakistani, he was Indian. And he would drive me perfectly back and forth perfectly. Yeah.
Right.
It's not all persons from certain descent, I guess, but they just, you know, it depends on the person who was driving, you know.
But where did they get the money for these beautiful cars?
Some people get too damn stressed out.
Yeah. It's a nightmare, dear. A nightmare.
I'm sorry?
I said, I don't think a regular cab is any better. Oh, I took hometown, the worst. The worst. The guy didn't know where he was going. You know what, Frank? I feel sorry for my niece and nephew. They're 9 and 12. The world's going to be nuts when they grow up. Right?
They probably will be used to it by then. Don't know
how. Oh, my God.
Really?
I don't know.
Niece and nephew, you see them?
No. They're so busy with... they homeschool them, and they don't like the computer.
Really?
They
want to
be in the classroom. They want to be in the classroom.
Want to be with other kids, yeah.
Yeah.
They don't want to be seen.
Where do they live, on the island?
I don't blame them.
Yeah, they're in Nassau, but they're the cutest kids, though. So well-behaved.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not crazy about computers. I think they're overdoing it with these computers a lot.
I don't mind the computers as long as they're not harmful in any way. You know, I'm starting to believe some of the stuff that, you know, where the negative magnetism, you know, is really harmful after a while. And I think that's what really did in some of my eyesight, some of it, you know. So, yeah.
A lot of negativity on the computers, and I heard the other day about child pornography going on.
Yeah, you have to watch the child. You have to watch.
They ought to get rid of that stuff.
No, but you have to watch your child. People want to do that stupidity on there. That's horrible. I mean, you have to watch your child and not make sure that they get on into something like
sure
that.
Sure you do, yeah. But at the same time, that stuff shouldn't be allowed on the internet. You know, it should be taken off immediately.
Yeah, but that you know, in other countries, they're not going to allow that. They're steeply into that to make money. You know that. It's all...
Oh, yeah.
Horrible.
Well, that's another way that these politicians have failed us.
Yeah.
Allowing that stuff to go on the
internet.
So what else, Caroline? Hello?
Caroline, are you there?
Oh,
I think
right.
She got disconnected.
Think,
hold on. Let me check.
Said all she wanted to say.
No.
All right, in a sight.
Hold on, let me see. Oh, she did.
Inner
she site. Dropped. Oh, my. Okay.
213-816-1650. We have any other callers?
We have Maureen.
Oh, all right. Let's get Maureen in. From Queen, Inner Sight, live.
Yep.
Hi, guys. Hello.
Hey, Maureen.
Hello. Hi.
Good. How are you doing?
How are you, How are you tonight, both of you?
Good, good. How are you doing?
Yeah.
All right. How's the snow by you guys?
It's snowed.
I haven't been out lately, but
I really haven't been out at all
today.
Gotta
take my dog out after the show.
It was out last night. I'll take a quick peek out. To
I
went
to check the mail before. It wasn't really sticking at that time, but that's a while ago. But I hope it's not going to be as bad as this thing. Yeah.
Oh, thank God.
Honestly, I hate when it's too much, you know?
Yeah. Well, hopefully they'll be wrong and it won't be as bad. They've been wrong before, God
right?
knows.
No,
it's but it is 2020.
I always say that to people.
Yeah.
No, you got
but it is
year
2020.
Yeah, that's true.
So anything could happen, right?
Right. It could be a huge snowstorm, or it could be a light snowstorm. It could be anything.
Exactly.
It could be aliens.
I think next
down
week
from
on
the top
Christmas
of the...
Eve, the day I'm supposed
yeah.
to go see my mom. You hear anything, Suzanne, about your mom?
No, not yet.
Huh.
I got a cold
I think Christmas
bath.
Eve is going to be. I think it's going to be 51, so this is wacky weather as usual, you know? So.
No, I remember the year that, this was like a few years ago, that we had a, not a snowstorm, we had, what was it, 70 degrees weather on Christmas. Remember that?
Well, I
like
remember
the, it,
back in the early 90s, we went to the, you know, Christmas show, the Rockefeller Christmas show with our friends. It was 73 2 days before Christmas.
I know. I'm like, what the heck?
Always been crazy.
What's going on here?
Yeah.
Something's off. And you're like, okay.
So I don't even know anymore with the politicians. I don't even know with the, I don't even know. It's beyond, you know, this ain't going to even go away right away with the vaccines either. We're still going to have to be under masks and the social distance and whatever the crap they get.
You know that, but, you know, I think it wouldn't be half as bad if, you know, both of us had access to our moms. That's how I feel about it, you know.
Right, exactly. It wouldn't bother me so much if we could, you know, just be together with our moms,
our
loved ones. Like, why should we be treated like this? There's no reason for this. It's nuts. Everybody is out
but
with parades and demonstrating and stuff, and we
that.
Can't be with our loved one or mom. The most important person in the world. It's crazy. It's beyond nuts, you know?
I know.
It really is.
Believe me, I know.
Yeah, you know. I mean, I don't know. I can't. And I heard that the governor, you know, last week he had a party for his birthday. Now we're having the virtual one. But we can't have, you know, parties or do anything. We can't live anymore, you know? You know?
Yeah, I miss
cool
my mom
the
terribly.
Where they
I
have
don't
the
know
party
what to
online?
Do.
Sorry.
Yeah, this one's online. I don't think the other one was virtual, though. I don't know, but they said this one's virtual. He's raising money for his campaign. I don't know what campaign.
Oh, God. Yeah, right.
It's not governor again. You
know?
Oh,
yeah, it is.
So,
it's governor.
It just, you know, and...
I don't
who knows with the doctors?
He,
who knows?
Like, the thing that is so amazing is you just sit down and you're like, governor, again? There's no term limit, so he could just continue, you know, going at it in New York.
Yeah.
I find that amazing.
I mean, what they've done to the state and the city is preposterous, you know? I mean, this state is never going to come back. The city's never going to come back. I don't believe it's ever going to come back. Other people think that.
Well,
so it's too far
you could vote
gone
them
now.
Out. You could vote them out.
What might come in may be worse, mayoral-wise.
But guess what?
I've
if it is worse, you could vote them back in the next year. That's the sad
part. Who's going to run against them? Any word on that?
Can I say it again now, Frank?
No.
Who's going to run against him?
I have no idea. Oh, I don't know who's... Well, I do know a couple... I forget what's on the Democrat side. I forget their names, but I know they're no good.
A Republican who would run against... No name.
Right, I mean, I don't know who's... You know Curtis Sliwa, the Guardian Angel guy?
Oh.
Yeah, I know who he is.
He's running. Yeah, he's going to run. And the head of... the guy who owns that station, 77 WABC, he's also going to run. Those two.
Really?
Huh. Yeah.
Is Curtis a Republican?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. And so is John Cassimatidis, the owner of WABC. So they're going to run for the Republicans.
Oh, interesting.
So hopefully one of them will get in, but if not... I don't see much
I guess,
more hope.
I guess... It'll be, you know, who. So, because those two don't have a strong backing or a strong following. That's the problem.
Well, de Blasio is finished. He can't run again. De Blasio is done, no matter what. He can't run again. His term's up. But But what's on the Democrat side could possibly be worse.
Yeah,
I know it's hard
true.
To believe, but it could possibly be. So unless those two wins, you know. That's what I said to my friend the other day. I said, you know, thank God he'll be going. She said, be careful. We may get worse. And it's true. You know, so I don't know. I'm just so it's just taking its toll now because this has gone on too long. Like you say, if it weren't for our moms being separated, I really wouldn't care, to tell you the truth. And really, it could go on the pandemic if we were together. If we lived in the same place, I couldn't give a darn about the pandemic. I really couldn't, you know. But since we're separated, that's how it is, you know. Have to just, you know, pray that between now and the next 6 days, nobody brings it in, and I can go visit her and you'll get to see your mom, you know. But, I mean, this nonsense that there's one person there who has it and they have to shut it down. This is nuts. Just isolate them and let everybody else visit. There's got to be some other way that everything can't just be shut down and closed and, you know, that be it. There's got to be some other way these stupid politicians could find a way.
Well, there are other ways, but they don't recognize it.
No.
They don't recognize the other ways.
They don't want to be bothered
that's
way. It's easier just cancel everything and that's it, you know?
I believe
that's
it's
why
Scott, and I'm trying to figure out. It might be Scott.
It
my
might
hearing
be right.
isn't so good, so it might be Scott, my friend Scott. I'm thinking it might be. Hold on, hang on. Oh, he hung up.
Wait.
Darn it. Yeah.
All right.
Okay, you didn't want to be.
I heard that we
back.
May be getting
okay.
a $700 stimulus check. Did you guys hear that?
What?
That we may all be getting a $700 stimulus check. Did either of you hear that?
Huh?
$700?
That's what I heard.
What happened to the $1,200?
Oh no, that wasn't even really talked about. It was $600, but now I think they upped it to $7. That's what I heard last.
Yeah. What do you expect?
I know, so.
All right, in a sight.
We're gonna move on. He's not on. He hung up.
Maureen.
Yes. Okay, guys. All right. You take care, both of you. Okay,
right.
And stay safe in the snow.
He hung up, Frank.
Thank you for calling in, Maureen.
He just wants to listen.
Okay. Be safe in the snow. Okay.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right. In a sight, we're on television tonight.
Hold on, Frank.
11 o'clock.
Make a call, okay?
Tonight, 11 o'clock, Manhattan Neighborhood Network and Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel, 1997, Inner Sight, Manhattan Neighborhood Network. And tomorrow night, 7:30 on the Channel 20, goes all over Long Island, so check us out. 213-816-1650. We have another call. All right. Hopefully we'll get the caller back or whatever. Yeah, talking tonight about how these politicians have failed us, you know, and have failed to give us the financial support needed to get through this, have failed us even before this so-called virus happened. Those of us, the millions of us who are disabled, and now that has quadrupled in so many ways because they refused to help us get accessibility and enforcement, and through a plan that does not ask the government for more money. In fact, that would reduce the spending of the government and get the agencies in to start raising the money. So they failed us in so many ways. And, you know, Inner Sight stands ready and will continue to let the world know that we want to contribute to this country. And the politicians, many, many ways, are standing in the way of our contributing. All right, Inner Sight around the world. Let's see. Tomorrow night, we don't have a subject, so we got to dream one up. Hey, Friday, you want to have some fun? Come around to Inner Sight, 8 to 9. Oh, we're going to tell you how what can happen if you get vaccinated.
And
we're going to tell you what can happen if you can get if you get vaccinated in the grocery store. Yeah, Friday night. Among other things, you know. So come on by and join us. Some laughter. After Friday, we're taking a couple of weeks off. Got to get some things straightened out. All right. Inner Sight around the world. We have any other callers?
I know. We're good.
Hello?
We're good. We're good. Nope.
I can't hear you.
No callers right now. No callers right now.
No callers. All right.
Right.
All right. So, you know, different things in the news. Now, somebody said to me, if the economy is supposed to be that bad, how come the stock market keeps going up a lot? You know, and I believe it doesn't reflect the small business person. You know, when you hear the companies on the stock market, those are the big guys. So it's easier for them, you know, because most of them have a stockpile of money, and they're owned by very, very wealthy people, including some of these movie stars. So that makes it easier for them. But the smaller person is the one who struggles. And the government should be doing a lot more to help those people. All right, Inner Sight, you want to call in 213-816-1650. We believe it will get better, definitely, because we, the people, are going to make it better. Gets better. It's not going to be because of the politicians or the doctors or the health professionals. It's going to be because of the people who stood up and did most of it on their own.
Okay.
That's my projection for the next year or so, that people are going to see through this whole thing and stand up and build their immune systems. And a lot of people are going to say to the government, take vaccine and shove it. I don't want it. I don't need it. You know? And why would you give a vaccine to someone who's healthy? That doesn't make sense. Not to me. And not to millions of others, including many prominent scientists, I might add, who have spoken out and been ignored. A lot of these so-called health professionals ignore their own people. Are they being paid off or what? What's the story there? You got to draw your own conclusions. Inner Sight, 213-816-1650. Tomorrow night, we don't have a subject. Anybody got any ideas? Send us an email. InnerSight@pmail.com. Send it without an attachment. Pictures, no fancy jargon, none of that stuff. Just a plain old email. Hello, this is so-and-so. You know, make it simple and easy. Don't give me a lot of letters and numbers and all that. I'm not into that stuff. If you do, I'm just going to delete it. I get emails from people with just plain language and talk, so I know it can be done. All right, Inner Sight around the world, and we are determined to modify this system that has failed so many people in so many ways. You hear us talk about it all the time, and it's so true. So be grateful that there is an organization that not only cares about those who are disabled, but is fighting to help those who aren't, those who are burdened with the taxes and carrying the cost. Shouldn't be. There are so many very, very wealthy organizations that should be stepping up and contributing and helping us raise the money so that the taxes can be reduced and give us a fair chance and a much better opportunity of living. Inner Sight, determined to get it. We're determined to get it because we live it and we know that it works. All right, around the world, 213-816-1650. We go around the world, but I wish we could take calls from around the world. We don't have the funding. Anybody out there who would like to sponsor an 800 number for us, we would love that. We go into different countries, but we can't get calls.
Yes, that would be nice.
The system is not set up for that. What?
That would be nice.
Yeah. Yeah, if you'd like to sponsor an 800 number, we'd be happy to advertise your business on the air. And when we get back on the worldwide television, we'll put your name up and all that.
Yeah.
All right. And we'll even send a camera guy, if we can get him to your business and film the front end of your store or whatever it is, your company.
Yeah, that'd be great.
And put it all over the place as much as we can. Yeah, it'd be nice to have an 800 number.
Sure would.
We can get calls and hear from people. We go into Australia, Russia.
Yeah.
So many countries. England.
Didn't even know that we did, but we do. Until we put in sort of advertising, and we're very glad and very appreciative advertising because it does help sponsor the program that we
helps a
we
little
do
bit,
yeah.
Give. How about a tally? How many we got? 100,000 plus?
Oh, we have 100,000. Hold on, I'll give you the exact tally on Blog's tally. Hold on. Let's see. Da, 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 drum roll.
100,000.
I need my drum roll back again. 102,457.
All right. 100,2457.
Right.
All right. We're headed for 3,000. That's our next goal, the 3,000 mark.
Yeah, 103,000.
All right, Inner Sight, we've come a long way.
500.
You know, we started with what? A couple of hundred listeners?
Oh, 25.
Listeners.
I'm sorry?
And we've come to up over 100,000 plus. So that's pretty good in a relatively short time, you know. All right, so what do you want to talk about tomorrow night? You got any ideas?
I have some, but we'll think about it. We'll get surprise people. I want to surprise.
Yeah, why don't
Meatloaf surprise.
Why don't we talk
tomorrow.
About? Why don't we talk about some of the ideas of how disabled people can survive through this thing?
That's
you know?
A good idea, actually.
What are some of the things
disabled
you can do?
Disabled preparedness during this pandemic, in a way. Good ways.
Yeah. There's a lot
in a site
you can
we
do.
Should do it.
You know, if people would step up to the plate, one of the things, and we'll talk about it in detail off the top of my head, we need people who are disabled in masses to call the media, you know, call the Associated Press, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to, you know, you can ask for David Caruso, personal friend of mine. David's going to help hate me for this,
Sorry.
But I'm going to do it anyway. David Caruso, you know.
No, he'll have a good story.
And give the message. The agencies for the blind and disabled aren't doing anything to help us through this pandemic, you know, and let them know. Talk about the people in the nursing homes, you know. Talk about the people who will be denied a guide dog for Christmas, you know. Talk about the people on the waiting list.
Guide dog service dog, too. Both.
With no law to protect them. What?
A guide or service dog, both.
I can't hear you. What?
I said a guide or service dog, both.
Service dog, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
you
or
know,
service dogs.
That's one of the things disabled people can do that they aren't doing. And you need an organization to back you up? Well, you got it right here.
Yeah.
InnerSight. And David knows who InnerSight is.
Yeah.
See? We need thousands of people to flood the Associated Press with calls and let them know that this pandemic is bad, but it's worse for us.
Yeah.
Because the agencies don't listen to us, and they've let these people remain in the nursing home to bring in a virus and put them in danger instead of getting them out.
Yeah.
Talk about that more tomorrow night, but I think that's a good subject to talk about.
Yeah.
What can the disabled person do?
Yeah.
You know, to help to get through this. And there's a lot more you can do. You know?
Yeah.
I'll tell you tomorrow night, I'll talk about how you can get donations and survive through this.
Yeah.
It's not for everybody, but some people may want to do it. And we'll back you up.
Yeah.
We're nonprofit, we're registered and all that. You don't have to worry about that. We're all legal. So tune in tomorrow night. We'll talk about that because I think it's very appropriate. People need to take action. And this is the kind of action that has never been taken before. You know, the usual call to the media is, we want, the government has to put up more money. Come on, that's stupid. It didn't work. What did it do for people?
No.
People are in the damn nursing home dying, for God's sake.
Right.
That didn't help
Not
people.
Only people in the nursing home dying, there's people in the, all around. It's absolutely all around. You know, not only dying in their homes, dying too.
Yeah.
They don't have enough home care because they're afraid of going to the nursing home.
Yeah, but the people in the nursing homes have got it worse because they're trapped.
I know.
They're on programs.
Yeah. And they do die. They do die.
And they still can't get the help.
Period. Right? Yeah.
True.
They're on programs waiting to get out, and they do die in the nursing homes.
The programs that aren't helping them.
It's terrible.
And the nursing homes are making money on them. They're taking their damn money, for God's sake.
I know. My mom is one of
them. Not their money. Belongs to the disabled person.
I just have I know and I pray that my mom doesn't die in there. I really do. I want to be able to see her before. That's what I keep saying.
So tune in tomorrow night. We're going to talk about this because this
I don't want her to
talk.
Die, but, you know, I have a feeling that this year is going to be real tough on her. And if even that, she might even forget who I am, you know, because of her dementia.
Well, everybody's going to die, but why promote it?
Yeah, I know.
That's the thought.
Well, she
mind.
Might forget who I am, Frank. That's the sad part. She might forget who I am.
Well, what do you expect in a place
she's
like
bad
that? They're certainly not going to help her to enhance her brain, that's for sure.
No. And you know, I have a phone put in there, but yet, I mean, I go to ask, can somebody help her answer? Can somebody just help her answer the damn phone? You're in there for her medicine, for God's sake. Isn't answering the damn phone for her when I ring it medicine?
Well, you hope you have
no.
a phone sitting there. You don't know. You haven't been there sitting there.
No, I know the phone wire is sitting there. But the phone itself, they said they're going to order it. So I don't know what the hell is going on with that. I mean, this is like
you can't believe
I'm paying
anything
for
those
stuff
people say.
That hasn't even gone in.
They have people going in who are carrying the virus. Why don't they put a damn phone in?
That's right.
See? If somebody can go in and carry the damn virus, why don't they bring the phone?
Yeah.
You can't believe anything those people say. They're a bunch of lying son of a bitches, and the whole system is based on evil.
That's really
what it is. There's a few good individuals, but they can't do anything because the minute they try to do something good and wholesome, they're going to get rid of them. I've seen it happen so many times.
And that's what's happened so many times. Oh, my God, so many times.
That's what happens.
They try to speak underneath their voice.
You cannot be an individual
in those places.
Working in
a
nursing home.
No, you can't.
You got to follow their ridiculous, stupid rules and orders.
No.
All right, Inner Sight, we'll be with you tomorrow night. We'll get a title for that show tomorrow night. What can you do with a disabled person to help? There it is. All right, tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Live. Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled, dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. 631-224-3090 is the phone number. Of Inner Sight. I want to thank Suzanne, co-host, engineer, all of our listeners.
You're welcome.
And stick with us. Stick with Inner Sight because we're going to make some big things happen. You know, definitely. We're definitely going to do it. And it's going to help everybody, not just somebody who's disabled. It's going to help everybody. Talk about that some more tomorrow night. I think it's a great subject. Tomorrow night, what can you do as a disabled person to help? Not only yourself, everybody else. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight, thank you so much. Be with you tomorrow night. Inner Sight.
Good night, everyone.